Dor held up the chain. The silver key hung from it, red and orange in the light of Hammersmith's brazier. She smiled. Fine work, Hammersmith.
Thank you, lady.
She hung the chain around her neck and hid the key away inside her layers of clothes. What would you like in return? The smith looked abashed.
I hardly want to presume upon your good nature, he mumbled.
Dor made her get on with it face. He bent down and produced a black box from beneath a pile of metalworking tools. It was made of dark wood, inlaid with ivory and mother of pearl, and was the size of a large dictionary. He turned it over and over in his hands.
It's a puzzle box, he explained. I took it in return for some smithing a handful of years back. I can't get it to open, though. I've tried ever so.
Dor took the box and ran her fingers over the smooth surface. I'm not surprised you haven't been able to open it. The mechanism's all jammed. It's completely fused shut. Hammersmith looked glum.
So I'll never find out what's in it.
Dor made an amused face. Her fingers explored the surface of the box. A rod slid out of the side of the box. She half pushed the rod back into the box, then twisted. There was a clunk from deep inside it, and a door opened in the side. Here, said Dor.
My lady, said Hammersmith.
He took the box from her and pulled the door open all the way. There was a drawer inside the box, which he pulled open. The small toad in the drawer croaked and looked about itself with copper eyes, incuriously. Hammersmith's face fell.
I was hoping it would be diamonds and pearls, he said.
Dor reached out a hand and stroked the toad's head. He's got pretty eyes, she said. Keep him, Hammersmith. He'll bring you luck. And thank you again. I know I can rely on your discretion.
You can rely on me, lady, said Hammersmith earnestly.
They sat together on the top of the London Wall, not speaking. Old Bailey slowly lowered the pram wheels to the ground below them. Where's the market? Asked the Marquis. Old Bailey pointed to the gunship.
Over there.
Dor and the others, they'll be expecting me.
You aren't in any condition to go anywhere.
The Marquis coughed painfully. It sounded, to Old Bailey, like there was still plenty of sewer in his lungs.
I've made a long enough journey today, De Caribus whispered. A little farther won't hurt.
He examined his hands, flexed the fingers slowly, as if to see whether or not they would do as he wished. And then he twisted his body around and began, awkwardly, to climb down the side of the wall. But before he did so, he said, hoarsely and perhaps a little sadly,
It would seem, Old Bailey, that I owe you a favour.
When Richard returned with the curries, Dor ran to him and threw her arms around him. She hugged him tightly and even patted his bottom before seizing the paper bag from him and pulling it open with enthusiasm. She took a container of vegetable curry and began happily to eat.
Thanks, said Dor with her mouth full. Any sign of the Marquis yet?
None, said Hunter.
Croup and Vandemar?
No.
Yummy curry. This is really good.
You got the chain all right? Asked Richard. Dor pulled the chain up from around her neck, enough to show it was there, and she let it fall again, the weight of the key pulling it back down.
Dor, said Richard, this is Lamia. She's a guide. She says she can take us anywhere in the underside.
Anywhere?
Dor munched a poppadom.
Anywhere, said Lamia.
Dor put her head on one side.
Do you know where the Angel Islington is?
Lamia blinked slowly, long lashes covering and revealing her foxglove-coloured eyes.
Islington, she said.
You can't go there. Do you know?
Down Street, said Lamia. The end of Down Street. But it's not safe.
Hunter had been watching this conversation, arms folded and unimpressed. Now she said,
We don't need a guide.
Well, said Richard, I think we do. The Marquis isn't around anywhere. We know it's going to be a dangerous journey. We have to get the thing I got to the Angel. And then he'll tell Dor about her family, and he'll tell me how to get home.
Lamia looked up at Hunter with delight.
And he can give you brains, she said cheerfully, and me a heart.
Dor wiped the last of the curry from her bowl with her fingers and licked them.
We'll be fine, just the three of us, Richard. We cannot afford a guide.
Lamia bridled.
I'll take my payment from him, not you.
And what payment would your kind demand? Asked Hunter.
That, said Lamia, with a sweet smile, is for me to know and him to wonder.
Dor shook her head.
I really don't think so.
Richard snorted.
You just don't like it that I'm sorting everything out for once instead of following blindly behind you, going where I'm told.
Oh, that's not it at all.
Richard turned to Hunter.
Well, Hunter, do you know the way to Islington?
Hunter shook her head. Dor sighed. We should get a move on.
Down Street, you say?
Lamia smiled with plum-coloured lips.
Yes, lady.
By the time the Marquis reached the market, they were gone.